This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And coming up soon is the Resonance annual fundraiser, which runs from the 1st to the 11th of February, sprawling either side of those dates. And details can be found at fundraiser.resonance.fm. Our online auction goes live at 4 p.m. on Thursday, the 1st of February, and features concerts, tickets, magazine subscriptions, fabulous works of art, unusual experiences, and valuable objects, all provided by Resonance's program makers and supporters, including Ninja Tune, the London Review of Books, Bob and Roberta Smith, Neil's Yard Dairy, and Wavelength, even. And Wavelength's contribution has just arrived in the studio, and that will be two items which will appear on the auction website. The first is a small mono print by Bob Cobbing, which came from the estate of Bob Cobbing. So although it's not signed by him, it can be vouched for as being a genuine Bob Cobbing mono print. Three shades of blue measures about sort of, I don't know, measures maybe 7 inches by 5 inches. And that was a design for a Christmas card for the Hendon Film Society in 1959, the seventh season of the Hendon Film Society. And that programme for 1959 included such things as Farabique by Georges Rouquier, Land Without Bread, Louis Bunuel, Le Song d'un Poète by Cocteau, and Mama Don't Allow by Carol Rice and Tony Richardson, etc. But those details appear on the programme. This is just the design, one of several monoprints. That's by Bob Cobbing. The second item is a very rare poster for one of the very first letterist films, which was made by Maurice Lemaitre, a letterist poet and filmmaker. That dates from 1951, and it's an original poster from 1951, terribly rare, quite brittle. The paper is prone to sort of cracking. This one is complete with a couple of little, what you call closed tears to one side. But if it was framed, you wouldn't notice the tears. It's black on white, and it shows the image of an axe having been thrown at a cinema screen. And that was for Lemaitre's first letterist film called Le Film est déjà commencé. Okay, furthermore, for the Resonance fundraiser, live events highlights include An all-star avant-gala evening at the Eclectic on Wednesday, the February the 7th, featuring Bob Parks, Daniel Wilson and Toby Clarkson, the Honey Haws and Viewfound. That's at the Eclectic. The Peter Blegvad Trio at Café Otto. That's on Friday, February the 9th. A rare performance by Peter Blegvad, John Greaves and Chris Cutler. And that's Friday, the February the 9th. And then It's My Own Invention, a film premiere at Close Up Film Centre on Thursday, February the 15th at 7:30. And that's the world premiere of a new motion picture from the maker of Heated Gloves. It's My Own Invention is William English's film portrait of Hugh de la Cruz, who for the last two decades has been compulsively obsessed with the perfection of a perpetual motion machine. So all of these details of all of these events you can find at the Resonance website or at fundraiser.resonance.fm. And for today's show, I'm going to start with a series of texts which I sent to my friend James Tregaskis. These are alliterative texts, and I sort of went through the alphabet, and I suspect I've driven James mad with these because I haven't heard from him for several months now, but we'll rattle through them and see if it gets a response. Perhaps James might donate something to the Resonance fundraiser as a result. Adam Adamant ambled away audaciously at Addis Ababa and added an ambitious adder, always amounting adversely around an academic, audible, avuncular acrobat. Actively aware, as all Australians are, Aubrey Andrews attempted anagrams and acrostics as an absurd arbiter, averting accidents. Aha, avowed Andrea, and absolutely aided and abetted Attila Arbuthnot, Archbishop and aristocratic artisan, abracadabra. But you missed out the bees, said Bobby Boris. Bubbled the baby in a bobble hat whilst the brook babbled back beautifully. By the brickyard in Burnley, Big Bad Bradley burned bones, beaming bemusedly over a Budweiser. The bantams burst blood vessels and their bladders and breasts borrowed budgerigars from Bogota. Boo. Boo-hoo, bawled Brunhilde, belaying the bradawl by budging backwards. Christmas Caramba Columbus crackling created a caucus of cucumber casseroles causing convoluted creations. Creaking and cackling crustaceans, crumbling and cracking custard cockles and cringing cockerels consisting of crabs, crawling and clawing and clambering. Clammy, cried Christina. Cummerbunds are catching on in Clacton. Climb and creep cautiously, Christopher. Desperate Daniel, the diet doctor, directed Davida down a dark and dingy dungeon. Dwindling dictionaries dubbed dromedaries, double diamonds, drowning dabblers, dribbling deficient dry Danes, debilitated and dehydrated during deadening deserted doppelgangers. Deranged and doddering, drab, defunct and now distinctly drawn. Dawn, dusk, Derek drew on a decidedly dark, deciduous dandelion, delayed dankly, dithered for days, danced dangerously and died. Emitting enemas, Edward Etherington entered easily edgewise, euphemistically, endlessly. Eugenics and ebullient Edwina echoed eek, effervescent epsilon, eddying, eccentrically, etc., etc. Epiphany expletives expressed eventually erstwhile European ergonomically, ebbed economically, everywhere emblematic. Ebola, earshot, Eeyore. Execrable evanescence, encroaching and exciting, exiting end to end. Ethelred the Red. The five fiendish friends fed 55 fishes for four fortunate weeks, following effervescent fixations on firefighters. Flapping feathers on a frisky fracas-free sojourn, the finches felt fairly funny, feeling their way forward through a field of phosphorescent photographs of a philosopher in fine fettle. Gargling, grinling gibbons, the gargantuan go-getter from Grimsby, giggled and groaned against the grain whilst greasing the green grass, grieving for the grey goggomobile. Grunting and groping, galloping on a goat and listening on a gramophone. Meanwhile, Gary gave groats to a disgruntled Greek. Ha-ha, said the hairy heffalump, holding the handicapped holdall in a heavy, hereditary, handy, hourly, high-humped habitat. Hardly, said Harry, hurricanes do happen in Harare, said Hugh, whilst huffing on a humidor from Heveningham Hall in Hertfordshire. Heave that hippie over the happening, heard Harriet. Ho, 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 said he good-humouredly. Inimitable and invincible, Ivor and Ivy imitated Ivan Illich by including inscriptions in invisible ire of idle introspection. Inside the Irrawaddy, but ill-inspired, the itsy-witsy bikini, dimly lit by inky black ice, imbalance, insidious, invidious, inept, insignificant, and instantly imbecilic. You are invited to a film screening on Saturday. Efric is coming. Please don't bring your hooligan friends. John Johansson juggled jugulars, jangling and jingling jocularly, jabbering judiciously as judgment jawed, Jill jilted jock, Juventus jigged the jiggers. Jabberwockies rejuvenated, jamboree and Japanese jugs jumbled jittering, jumping Jehoshaphat, Jesus jackdaws, Jobsworth jambalaya Jim. King Kong, Crazy Cat, Custom Car Commandos, Ku Klux Klan, Kirk Kren, Carl Kells, Keira Knightley, Kick Camper Craft, Kneeling Knowledge, Crooklock, Kith and Kin, Knee High Keel, Keeler, Khaki Killers, Kilt Kitbag, Kinda Kibosh, Kiss Kim, Knowing Knickers, Knickerbocker, Knickknack Paddywhack, Give a Dog a Bone. Lloyd Llewellyn, lolloping lasciviously, licked a luscious lollipop, likened lips to lurid leavened leaves, lapping lavishly, lentils leading, linguistically, laughing like libidinous lunatics from Lapland. Left-leaning, lucky loners lumbered, lapwings, lopsided, long licoriced lingerers, likewise Lavinia, learning Latvian, lost and laddish. Mickey and Minnie Mouse mumbled menacing momentary matters. Meanwhile, Matt Matterhorn muttered moth-eaten menageries. Miles minutely mimicked mummers midway, moody mad mixed mats, my modish moon media. Morris, Maurice, merriment, mops. Mellifluous, misty, I get no replies from the chatbot, muddled. 99 nincompoops nattered and nudged knowingly, nit-picking noisily, noodles not needing knitting, nutty nevertheless, nightly new nobbled nice nuggets. Nougar, navy nibbling, not Nebuchadnezzar, natterjack, nose, Neanderthal noxious nativity, Ned netted Nostradamus, Nina nabbed ninepins, notwithstanding nearness, the nub-knackered newts in the nude. Now, nasty Neville notified Nigel. Nigel, on noonday neon news, needlessly, next null and Merry Christmas chatbot. Otto Osmond, the outlandish osteopath, ordered Orville the orange orangutan over and out. On other Oldsmobiles, oddly, Ottoline on ordinary oblong oxygen overlooked oxen. Oodles of offal onerously oozed onwards and outwards, obscurely overgrown. One by one, overcoats overflowed with ox blood. On and on, osmosis officiated officials in offices operating once. Peripatetic Papa Pop Paul the paralysed popinjay put pepper on paper poodles, piping pedantically on panpipes. Pippa paddled putatively, piddling peeps porously, plying and propping up pipe cleaners privately, picking papayas, perusing pitchforks, practically puking, pooping pensively. The platypus pizza pried open the pictured pots and pans. Penny plastered pit ponies, pottering, put upon photographic psychologists, pleasing pretty Peggy Peterson's pigs. It's snowing in Leicester. Penelope pocketed publicity, pleading poverty, powder puffs, possibly polystyrene, picking prickly pratfalls. Police patched punctilious packages of pork pixelation. Paddy Power prowled passionately, pox pantaloons, predictably panderous, perhaps Pontius Pilate, Palookaville, past participle, plank, plinking, plonking, Pagliacci, poster, pumpkin, Passchendaele, purloined pride, penguin prized pleasantries, pardon. Quentin Quatermain quietly queued for quoits, quibbling querulously, quartering quandaries, quacking quickly and quixotically, queasily quipping. The Queen of Qatar quoted the Quran, quids in quadraphonically, equipped with squid, squatting equally, quills and quillip, quilp, quizzing, squashes and squibs, squeezing squared, squats, quotidian, squinted, I give up. Tiny Tim tiptoed through the tulips. Rob Roy, rip-roaring reprobate, rough and ready rollicking riding rascal of Ruritania, reasoned rudimentary roller coaster, rabble rousing, rippled red, rhododendron rattled, riderless rover of rabbits. Reran runners in Rhodesia, rubble, rarefied, Rex Ritters rampaging, rudderless rotten rinds, reeds, rut, Roger Ristelhuber, Rosemary the rustler, risen ratbag, racing recklessly, raven haired Ruby the red nosed reindeer. Reminded and rinsed ruminants, reassuringly rushed ravenously, regretting rudeness, rancid rhubarb, rice, rulers, Roman rattles. Suspect Sassenach, sublimated sad sausages, assuming sensibility, sidelining slappers, slipping and sliding sloppily, sloping southward saturated saliva-soaked slippers, seeping sleepily, swam seven seas, soothing smarmy sidewinders, snakes supposedly super-sanforated sodden skins, shabby sulfurates, shebang, shotgun shooting, shits shifted symbiotically, superb Simca steered by slippery Sam the stitched sergeant, sexy Sadie soaked single stokers in stooped, sinful, synchronous, suppurating sobriety. Tiny Tim tiptoed through the tulips again. Upended. Ugly uncle, upset underwear, unctuous, ululating udders, usually undertaking undercurrents, umbrellas, U-boat, unreasonably unsettled up Uxminster. Vivian, viceroy of the Volga, vaulted vertically over Vesuvius, veering violently, verging vocally, vituperative inviolate, vainglorious veterinary vigour. Vickers violins, vampirical vanguard of vain vans, Victor Victorious, voluminous Vladivostok, vomiting, vroom, vroom, vixens, vying vehemently, varied, vim, visage, vases, vats of vols, Velasquez, vindictive, vaguely, vexed, vertiginously, vested, vergers, vipers, vindicated. Wet, windy, William Whitelaw wiped weasels away, wondering why wickets weeped. Wistfully waking, Wednesday withered, wired whippets wobbled while Walter wavered, waving, wangling, westerly wild wombats, waxing whitebait, whizzed woefully, wailing, whales walked towards Wolverhampton. Weevils whipped walls, wine wrapped in wrong wrists, whispered washing. X was tricky. Ecstatic Xerxes exerted exuberantly exercising x-rays and xylophones, exceeding exact exhilaration, executed executives, exempted exegesis and exhuming extra extensions. Xavier, Xanadu, extraterrestrial, exploded, extraordinary, expletives, explain, ex-wives exulted in eccentricity. Yvonne and Yvette, the yellow yobs yonder, yearly yesterday, yachted in Yugoslavia. Yetis, yaks and yogurt on Yokohama, yolks and yolks in Yeovil, why oh why. Zulu on a zebra zigzagged, zooming Zimbabwean Zabriskie Point. Zeke zapped zoos, Zeppelin, Zoroastrian, May Zetteling, zipped Zen Zero Ziggurat Zones, Zimbalist Junior, Zeus, Zebedee, Zarathustra. The end. So that was an open letter to James Tregaskis. James, contribute something to the Resonance fundraiser, please.
You gotta burn to shine. Per the splendida Devi Brushar. And the first poem I'm going to do, I wrote in 1982, and it's called Stretching It Wider.
Some things that work in one decade don't work in the next. So mark it down as a noble idea that failed. And I did what everybody dreams of doing. I walked away from it, 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 and I never went back without reconciling. And since I can't leave, I love getting drunk with you, I love getting drunk with you, I love getting drunk with you, and give me some more blue. Nobody ever gives you what you want, except by mistake. And the only things you ever got is what you did for yourself. Cause you hate them, and you're only doing it every day for the money. Cause you hate them, and you're only doing it every day for the money. I know guys who work all their life and have got a lot. And something happens to him, and he loses everything just like that. And I even haven't got that, and I even haven't got that. Hard work, low pay, and embarrassing conditions. You are worse than I remember. And you're home, and you're home, and you're home, and you're home. What is a rat doing when it isn't eating garbage or staring you on the steps? They're laying around like a pussycat. You and I, sleeping in the bed sheets, warm and cozy, sliding your legs under the bed covers and staying there. You gotta keep down, cause they're shooting low. Press your body against the ground, it's gravity. The telephone hasn't rung once today. If there's one thing you cannot and will not cannot do is make this world a better place. If there's one thing you can't do is make the world a better place. If there's one thing you're not going to do is make the world a better place. Cause you are only successful when you rip somebody off. And everybody I ever know who wants to help somebody wants to help themselves. And I'm a firm believer in giving somebody enough rope to hang themselves. And you're standing here watching all these people, and everything seems a little confused, and everything seems a little confused. I haven't got anything to say. The noose is tightening, the noose is tightening, the noose is tightening, the noose is tightening. And let me make one more further observation. When you die, you're gonna die with a heart on. If I didn't have an accident, I wouldn't be here. If I didn't have an accident, I wouldn't be here. If I didn't have an accident, I wouldn't be here. Then there is the reality of the family. Your mother and father. Them and my mistakes is why I'm sitting at a table with a bunch of stupid jerks on Thanksgiving eating a turkey stuffed with lasagna. I'm spending my whole life being with people I don't want to be with. I'm spending my whole life being with people I don't want to be with. I'm spending my whole life being with people I don't want to be with. I love completely perverted people. You are my best sexual fantasy. I never got that far with scat before, and I want to remember it tireless, and I want to remember it tireless, and I want to remember it tireless. We make money the old-fashioned way. We earn it. The anchor man never leaves the building. And the only difference between me and a preacher is he's telling you you have a way out, and I'm telling you don't bother. For you, there is no way out for you. There is no way out for you. There is no way out for you. There's no way out. And it isn't as though you got anything to lose. Besides, they block permanently all the exits. They block permanently all the exits. You and I gets to stay here forever, and it gets worse beyond your imagination. And I would like to give my best to all sentient beings. And before I die, I would like to detox my mind and tame delusion. But we are not in a time appropriate to do this. Tonight, I want you to give me some drugs and a little alcohol. If something is good, people like it. If something is good, people like it. It looks the way it should. So let's open it up. Stretching it wider, stretching it wider, stretching it wider, stretching it wider, stretching it wider. And it shouldn't be any trouble. Thank you.
Here's a rather more serious song, in which I do my nut and try to sing three-part harmony with myself, as if one of me wasn't bad enough. We sailed on the old John B, my grandpappy and me. Over the seven seas did we roam, drinking all day and fighting all night. Well, I feel so broke up, I want to go home. So pull up the anchor chain, hoist up the big mainsail, put down the helm and head over the foam. Want to go home, want to go home,
Well, I feel so broke up, I want to go home. Oh, trouble is all we see, my old grandpappy and me. Feel like I want to jump over the rail, end up in jail, getting no bail. Well, I feel so broke up, I want to go home. So pull up the anchor chain, hoist up the big mainsail, put down the helm and head over the foam. Want to go home, want to go home. Well, I feel so broke up, I want to go home. The captain's a wicked man, gets drunk anytime he can. He don't give a damn for poor old grandpappy and me. He knocks us about and he kicks us around. Well, I feel so broke up, I want to go home. So pull up the anchor chain, hoist up the big mainsail, put down the helm and head over the foam. Want to go home, want to go home. Well, I feel so broke up, I want to go home. Yes, I want to go home.
Rezepte gegen Grippe. Beim ersten Herannahen der Grippe, erkennbar an leichtem Kribbeln in der Nase, ziehen in den Füßen, Hüsteln, Geldmangel und der Abneigung, morgens ins Geschäft zu gehen, gurgle man mit etwas gestoßenem Kok sowie einem halben Tropfen Jod. Darauf pflegt dann die Grippe einzusetzen. Die Grippe, auch spanische Grippe, Influenza, Erkältung, lateinisch Schnuppen genannt, wird durch nervöse Bakterien verbreitet, die ihrerseits erkältet sind. Die sogenannten Infusionstierchen. Die Grippe ist manchmal von Fieber begleitet, das mit 128 Grad Fahrenheit einsetzt. An festen Börsentagen ist es etwas schwächer, an schwachen fester, also meist fester. Man steckt sich am vorteilhaftesten an, indem man als männlicher Grippekranke eine Frau, als weibliche Grippekranke einen Mann küsst. Über das Geschlecht befrage man seinen Hausarzt. Die Ansteckung kann auch erfolgen, indem man sich in ein Hustenhaus, sogenanntes Theater, begibt. Man vermeide es aber, sich beim Husten die Hand vor dem Mund zu halten, weil dies nicht gesund für die Bazillen ist. Die Grippe steckt nicht an, sondern ist eine Infektionskrankheit. Sehr gut haben meinem Mann ja immer die kalten Packungen getan. Wir machen das so, dass wir einen heißen Grießbrei kochen, diesen in ein Leinentuch packen, ihn aufessen und dem Kranken dann etwas Cognac geben. Innerhalb 2 Stunden ist der Kranke hellblau, nach einer weiteren Stunde dunkelblau. Fleisch, Gemüse, Suppe, Butter, Obst, Kompott und Nachspeise sind während der Grippe tunlichst zu vermeiden. Homöopathen lecken am besten täglich je 3-mal eine 5-Pfennig-Marke, bei hohem Fieber eine 10-Pfennig-Marke. Bei Grippe muss unter allen Umständen das Bett gehütet werden. Es braucht nicht das eigene zu sein. Keinesfalls vertraue man dieses geheimnisvolle Leiden einem sogenannten Arzt an. Man frage vielmehr im Grippefall Frau Meier. Frau Meier weiß immer etwas gegen diese Krankheit. Bricht in einem Bekanntenkreis die Grippe aus, so genügt es, wenn sich ein Mitglied des Kreises in Behandlung begibt. Die anderen machen dann alles mit, was der Arzt verordnet. An hauptsächlichen Mitteln kommen in Betracht Kamillentee, Fliedertee, Magnolientee, Gummibaumtee, Kakteentee. Diese Mittel stammen noch aus Großmutters Tagen und helfen in keiner Weise glänzend. Unsere moderne Zeit hat andere Mittel der chemischen Industrie aufzuhelfen. An Grippemitteln seien genannt Aspirol, Pyramidin, Bisopeptan, Orolax, Primadonna, Belafolisein, Ethylphenyllecaril, Paraferinan, Dynamit, Acetylen, Colomban, Piperol. Bei letzterem Mittel genügt es schon, den Namen mehrere Male schnell hintereinander auszusprechen. Man nehme alle diese Mittel sofort, wenn sie aufkommen, solange sie noch helfen, und zwar in alphabetischer Reihenfolge. CH ist ein Buchstabe. Besonders bewährt haben sich nach der Behandlung die sogenannten prophylaktischen Spritzen. Lack, griechisch, so viel wie Milch oder See. Diese Spritzen heilen am besten Grippen, die bereits vorbei sind. Diese aber immer. Amerikaner pflegen sich bei Grippe Umschläge mit heißem Schwedenpunsch zu machen. Italiener halten den rechten Arm längere Zeiten gestreckter Richtung in die Höhe. Franzosen ignorieren die Grippe so, wie sie den Winter ignorieren. Und die Wiener machen ein Feuilleton aus dem jeweiligen Krankheitsfall. Wir Deutsche aber behandeln die Sache methodisch. Wir legen uns erst ins Bett, bekommen dann die Grippe und stehen nur auf, wenn wir wirklich hohes Fieber haben. Dann müssen wir dringend in die Stadt, um etwas zu erledigen. Ein Telefon am Bett von weiblichen Patienten zieht den Krankheitsverlauf in die Länge. Die Grippe wurde im Jahre 1725 von dem englischen Pfarrer Jonathan Grips erfunden. Wissenschaftlich heilbar ist sie seit dem Jahre 1724. Die glücklich erfolgte Heilung erkennt man an Kreuzschmerzen, Husten, Ziehen in den Füßen und einem leichten Kribbeln in der Nase. Diese Anzeichen gehören aber nicht, wie der Laie meint, der alten Grippe an, sondern einer neuen. Die Dauer einer gewöhnlichen Hausgrippe ist bei ärztlicher Behandlung 3 Wochen. Ohne ärztliche Behandlung 21 Tage. Bei Männern tritt noch die sogenannte Wehleidigkeit hinzu. Mit diesem Aufwand an Getue kriegen Frauen Kinder. Und so fasse ich denn meine Ausführungen in die Worte des bekannten Grippologen Professor Dr. Dr. Ovaritius zusammen. Die Grippe ist keine Krankheit, sie ist ein Zustand.
You can't remember where you are. You have forgotten who you are. You can't even remember what the words mean. And you want to change it, and you want to change it, and you want to change it, and you want to change it. And you don't know how to do it. So you tighten your fingers, you tighten your hand, you tighten your wrist, and you tighten your forearm and your elbow, and you tighten your upper arm. You are in jail. You are in jail. You are in jail. You are locked. In this space, it is dark and smelly and filthy, completely depressing, completely depressing. You are alone, you are alone, you are alone, and you are lonely, and you are lonely, and you are lonely, and it's eating your heart out, and it's eating your heart out, and there's no way out. And you tighten your shoulders, and you tighten your back muscles and the curve in your back, and you tighten the cheeks of your ass. The air is liquid. The air is liquid, thick and heavy, pressing in on you. The air around your body turns to solid rock, and it's smothering you, and it's smothering you, and it's smothering you, and you can feel it inside your chest, breaking your heart. And you tighten your chest muscles, and you tighten your stomach, and you tighten your gut, and you tighten the cheeks of your ass, and your rib cage, and you lock your rib cage. You are angry, you are angry, you are angry, and you really hate it, and you really hate it, and you really hate it. And you want to scream, and you want to scream, but you can't because the sound is locked in your throat, the sound is locked in your throat. And you tighten your neck, and you tighten your forehead, and you tighten your lips, and you tighten your nose, and you tighten your cheeks, and you tighten the skin on your skull. And your eyes are open. Your eyes are open and your eyes are popping out of your head and your eyes are popping out of your head. You are in a doorless burning house enclosed and closed inside another doorless burning house inside another doorless burning house inside another. And you tighten your shoulders and you tighten your arms and you tighten your wrist and you tighten your hand and you tighten your fingers. There is a gun in your hand. There is a gun in your hand. A .38 caliber revolver, and it's pointing at your face, and it's pointing at your face, and it's pointing at your face. And you pull the trigger, and you pull the trigger. And the bullet shoots slowly toward your head, and the bullet shoots slowly toward your head. You are committing suicide, you are committing suicide, you are committing suicide, and it smashes into your face, and it smashes into your face, and it smashes into your face.
And blues, your skull open, and blues, your skull open, and blood and brains and flesh and skin and hair fly into the air. You are dying! You are dying! You are dying! You're still trying to hold it together, trying to hold it in. And you tighten your shoulders, and you tighten the curve in your back, and you suck in your crotch and your asshole, and you tighten your gut. You are dead! You are dead, you are dead, and it's the same, and it's the same, and it's the same. Nothing's changed, only it's gotten a little worse. It's more horrible, it's more horrible. You are just in another hell. And you have forgotten you are dead, and there's no way out, and there's no way out, and there's no way out. And you haven't gotten anywhere, only here. Thank you.
I'm Oh,
Last night, I gambled with my anger and lost. You're laying down, watching TV, monitoring the telephone automatic answering machine when it rings, and I don't want to talk to you because I know what you want. It's a great step forward when you listen to your friends call and dissolve them one by one. I prefer wandering alone in the bardo, sexual warmth being one-pointed bacon fat and blood. And it doesn't matter if you like being here or whether it's good for you. You must stay here, you must stay here, you must stay here, you must stay here, you must stay here. This is a time to lay low. No noble endeavors or heroic efforts, but that is not to say we don't have to make a deal. And I want to punch him in the face. I want to put my fist in his face. I want to put my fist in his face again one more time. Because at some point, you got to be pragmatic. And I don't want anybody telling me about solutions. And I don't want anybody telling me about solutions. And I don't want anybody telling me about solutions. I don't want anybody telling me about solutions. They don't work. You are on hold. And you're trying to give this a wash and a rinse, crate it and ship it. And when I got nothing else to think about, I like to think about the things you did wrong, what you did wrong, and how I'm getting rid of you. And I always got to have someone like that to think about. And I always got to have someone like that to think about. I always got to have someone like that to think about. I always got to have someone like that to think about. There was this great snow mountain, blue sky and majesty, the secret home of the gods you can't see. And all around the mountain was a battlefield, and all around the mountain was a battlefield. Green leaves, soft breezes, warm air, and bloody atrocities, and bloody atrocities, and you got the Jones. There were these trees, and their roots went down into the ground. And at the root endings, there were jewels, diamonds and emeralds and rubies, which were stars in the sky of the world below. And recently, during petroleum exploration, they cut down the trees and are drilling for oil. I'm up there, past my elbow, going to my shoulder, big and leave it in, and I think you can handle it. Teach me some manners. Tell me how to be polite. Make me want to smear it in your face. Make me want to smear it in your face. Make me want to smear it in your face. In your mouth and your nose and your holes. Drastic and desperate, and it shouldn't be fatal. I like videotapes like that, that make you feel good. Deep intimacy, long tenderness, bankrupting yourself with generosity. Bankrupting yourself with generosity. Bankrupting yourself with generosity. I'm waiting in line with my groceries in the supermarket. And I want to get away without incident. And I want to get away without incident. I want to get away without incident. I like drinking vodka by myself, at home, at night, alone, smoking dope. Nothing is more exhilarating. Nothing is more exhilarating. It is so hopeless, you can't begin to imagine. So you gotta go soft. You gotta go gentle. Because when you go easy, you can get your hand in. Bowen! F-18 fighter bombers flying in formation, home and in beyond a digital. Fire the absolute guns, fire the absolute guns, fire the absolute guns, fire the absolute guns. Last night, I gambled with my anger and lost. Thank you.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.